Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, KSL friends. This is Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show today. Welcome back. We talk about anything and everything that is real estate related, and I am so excited to have Craig Whiting, who is one of the best real estate agents and brokers in all of Utah, on the show again today. His company is Prime Real Estate Experts. Welcome, Craig. How are you?
I am doing very well. Heather, thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Okay, so real estate, you know, in Utah, we have always good news, it seems. It just is not slowing down in interior design or in the real estate buying and selling and investing market. Craig, tell us a little bit. I want to introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about what's going on in the market right now.
Yeah, totally. So one quick item about exciting news regarding Prime Real Estate Experts. We are actually closing on an office building in Lehigh this month, 5,200 square foot office building. And it's on Lehigh Main Street. And the thing that makes this unique is we bring now at this point the biggest brokerage to Northern Utah County. And just a brief message out to any of you who are real estate agents or want to be real estate agents and you live in that area and you want to affiliate with a brokerage that has a full service package for you and has a variety of compensation plans, whether it's a flat fee model or a split package where you get a ton of broker support, come check us out, primerealestateexperts.com. We'd love to have you come. Come join a brokerage where you live right nearby and you can come swing by and see us frequently in the office, and we would love to support you. So we're excited about this new announcement, and come check us out.
How many agents do you have right now?
So we are around 85 right now.
Only 85? That's amazing.
And growing. And the thing that's interesting, we've only been around for a couple of years, and the growth really has come because of the differences that we present to agents. And it's the market support. It's the broker support. Like yesterday touched my heart. I took a picture in my office because it epitomized what we provide people. As I came out of my office and I saw our principal broker, Marty McKay. I saw our branch broker, Darren Webster, both super stellar individuals. And they were sitting down one-on-one with agents, helping them with their individual needs, going through business plans and things to help them grow their own personal businesses, taking that personal time for them. And that just touched my heart because that's exactly what we're about.
I love that so much. I have my real estate's license currently. And I know how it is to be a rookie and you don't really know what you're doing. And to have a brokerage that will help train you and support you is everything. So I really, really admire you for that.
Oh, thank you. Most agents fail in the first year or two, and we're switching that trend. The agents that come to us stay, they're succeeding, and that brings us a lot of joy.
I love that so much. Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts. Okay, Craig, so market, let's fill us in right now.
Okay, so this is an interesting time because you're going to hear conflicting stories as to what's going on in the marketplace. On one hand, you're going to hear values are going down. And on the other hand, you might start seeing data that market the values are going up. And so what's actually the case? Well, if you look year over year, yes, we've had a decline. It's not been significant, but yes, we've had a decline. But if you look month over month, and this is what really listeners need to pay attention to month over month, what is happening right now? Values are going up right now. And the real reason, a couple of reasons for that, but population growth, job growth are two factors that really drive that. But right now, if you look at just one statistic and just watch this one statistic, you'll see what's going to happen to real estate values. How many active listings are on the market right now? And if you look right now, the number of active listings, it's below 6,500 on utahrealestate.com. And if you compare that to regular real estate years, so if you look at 2017, you look at 2017, 2018, 2019, those were like normal real estate market years. The number of listings on the markets during those times, 6,800, 8,500, 8,600, 7,100, all above what we're currently experiencing now. So if we have less inventory on the market now than 2016, 17, 18, 19, what is that going to do to prices? Our supply is low. And why? Because we still have strong demand despite the current interest rates that are around 6% or so, and despite the payment that is not necessarily what a buyer wants. They want that home, and there's strong demand for that. Listings, the number of active listings are decreasing, prices are going up month over month.
I am just blown away of what is going on in the Utah real estate market. There are not only local people that need homes, but so many out-of-state clients are coming in and buying these homes. And so it's still very competitive. The word is out. The secret's out. Utah is a great place to live. And people are doing more remote work than ever before. And so they're right-sizing is what I like to call it. They're either upsizing or downsizing to make sure that they have a home that they are comfortable in and a home that they love. And you know, a good key and tip today is get a home that has a good office, or maybe even two offices, a his and a hers office, so that you can work. And then, you know, you need something where your kids can do their homework as well.
Yeah, I've got that very scenario. Everything you just described, I have an out-of-state buyer that's coming from Colorado, spending over $1 million on a home in Utah County. What is he looking for? Well, he works from home, so he needs the at-home office. But they also do some homeschooling as well, so they need a place for the kids to do the schooling there. So everything you just described, exactly, that's exactly what's happening. We have I've got an out-of-state buyer from Colorado right now. I have a buyer from California I'm working with right now. I had someone from Idaho call me last week. They are looking at Utah.
Well, and I feel like you just need educated and experienced real estate agents. Your team is out there. You are making a name for yourself. You are growing. You guys are hungry. And I just love that about you and your firm. And I love that you take the time to educate your agents so that they can be successful. I think Utah County's growth is one of the best in the entire state, and something we're sure proud of. Craig, why did you get in the real estate market to begin with?
That's a fabulous question. I mean, part of it was out of default. I mean, I graduated shortly after the 9/11 incident happened. You know, I got my, you know, business management degree from BYU, and 9/11 occurred. I had a job lined up to be an analyst at a semiconductor company up in Oregon, and then they decided to not hire because of what was happening in the market at the time. But what happened is interest rates started coming down because of the turmoil in the economy back then, and mortgages became a great industry to get into. And so I had applied to literally dozens of other places, and I ended up landing almost out of default as a loan officer. And that got me into the real estate industry, and I started doing that for a few years, and I got my own real estate license initially just to think I was going to help myself and not really even use it to help other people. But then I realized how much joy and intrinsic satisfaction there is to help other people with the most important decision of, you know, financial decision of their life, of what home to buy and where to buy and that kind of a thing. And I decided to get out of the monotony of loans and get into the joy of helping people buy and sell real estate.
So it's been over 20 years, right?
It is. It has been. And it's been a great ride. And I honestly would recommend it for anybody that would want to look into this kind of a career. I'd be happy to talk to any of you. We love having new people join the industry. And we have great systems and support at our brokerage specifically for new agents to help them catapult their career into something that's very successful. But it is a fabulous career, and it brings a lot of joy when it is client-focused instead of agent-focused. It makes a big difference.
I agree 100%. Okay, so in this competitive market, what are some tricks to get your offers accepted?
You know, and that's a really great question. Not a lot of people realize this, but we are encountering numerous situations right now with multiple offers. And that wasn't the case here just a few months ago, but it is now. And why? I mean, interest rates went up last year and the market slowed down, and interest rates aren't necessarily much better than where they were, but the demand is still so strong. And so we are encountering a lot of multiple offers. And so some of the tips and tricks that we use are, I mean, there are numerous variables upon which you can negotiate in a contract, and understanding each one of those variables and how that can pull at the heartstrings of a seller, and understanding the emotional aspects a seller might be going through, or financial aspects a seller may be going through. And so really understanding, like literally there are dozens of variables that we look at in crafting the right offer. And so we experience going up against multiple offers a lot. We rarely lose those multiple offer bids. Even if you don't have a strong down payment, if you don't have a ton of earnest money, we rarely lose. And the reason for that is we understand how to craft the contract correctly to make yours surface to the top among other offers. I mean, back in, say, a couple of years ago when we were going up against 30, 40 plus offers, we would still win those bids using the strategies that we employ.
You guys are incredible. I love that so much. I think, you know, when you find the right home, sometimes it's an emotional thing and you think, I have to get this home. And if you don't get it, it's very devastating. So, you know, being in the right city, in the right neighborhood, and having a home that fits your family's needs is more important than ever. And they're hard to find. Like you said, there's less homes on the market. It's very competitive. You want to get the right home. And having the right real estate agent that's savvy, that's out there just fighting for you is everything. We have Craig Whiting, Prime Real Estate Experts. He's the owner and broker. Thank you for being on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. More on The Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I am your host, Heather Osmond. I own the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and I have a little bit of experience in the real estate market. Over 25 years of being a real estate agent has helped me in my profession of being an interior designer, and I get to hang out and socialize with the best in the entire business. Today we have Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts. He is an owner and broker and one of the best in Utah. I'm just saying, Craig, welcome to the show.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
You're awesome. So not only do we get to talk about what's going on in the real estate market locally, but also in the country, Utah is still at the top of the list. I'm telling you, it's a great place to be. People are making a ton of money. If you've listened to this show before, you've heard the quote that says 90% of millionaires have made their money in real estate. And it's true. I've seen that not only in the residential market, but also in the commercial market. And today, Craig, in the previous segment, we were talking about maybe some tips. It's a very competitive market. How to get your offer accepted. You can go back and podcast this on the KSL website if you did miss episode one. But this episode, we're going to talk about, you know, online presence and how important it is to have your home ready to sell because you want to get the most for your home. Craig, fill us in with all your tips here.
Well, I'm shocked at some of the listings I see come on the market and what sellers feel comfortable with. And I think it's just they don't know what they should expect. And so the photography package, how their home looks, interior, the staging, the various things that they should be paying attention to aesthetically, they're not. And the home buying process is so emotional. There's a lot of psychology involved. And that first psychology occurs when people see it online. So what do those photos look like? And what does that home look like? That's going to be the key indicator whether they're actually going to come see the home. It's a lot less is driven on the statistics of the home, a lot more on the emotions and what it looks like. And so we've had so much data about this and had so much experience about this. There is no question in my mind that if you have not staged your home correctly, you are leaving thousands upon thousands of dollars on the table. And that is born from experience, not only my own, but others' agents as well. Like I just had an experience just the other day. Seller was unhappy with their agent and the performance of their listing. They were able to cancel their listing agreement. Someone said, hey, you got to call Craig. Have Craig take a look at it. I came in there and I said, okay, number one, we've got to change what your home looks like on the interior.
This is not okay.
This is not okay at all. And so I had him spend maybe $3,000 to update some different things to make it cosmetically look good and then professionally staged it. And they sold. We put it back on the market. Numerous offers came in. They sold it for the prior listing had like a low ball. It was the best they had. Now they had numerous offers at their listing price above, and they sold it within days, and it was amazing for them. They earned so much more money simply by staging it right and presenting it correctly.
I love that so much. So curb appeal, when you first drive up to a home, it is so important that the exterior looks great. So you need to clean up the leaves. You know, I know we're coming out of winter, but there are some really great things that you can do to your home. Make sure that you have, you know, some planters and you have plants in them and things are cleaned up the best that you can. I think people forget about just even repainting the front door if it's looking tired or if it's a wood door, you know, get that restained and have it look great.
Well, we often get asked, so what projects should I complete in advance of getting the home on the market? Where do you get your bang for the buck? You would be surprised that almost everything you do, you actually lose money on a dollar-for-dollar basis. There are only a few things that you actually earn more money on. such as the front door. This is exactly what you mentioned, Heather. That's like the number one thing you can do that you're going to get more money out of than what you put into it. Garage door and landscaping, like just cleaning it up. That those are all the number one things. And then after that, you go inside. Then there are a lot of nuanced things you can do at that point pertaining to staging to make it look super sharp, which is where your expertise comes in to really help people bring out the value of their home, because you help that emotional experience be so phenomenal when people walk in. That's what sells people's homes.
It's so true. And our interior design services are $85 for an hour. We can come into your home and even just work with what you personally have. You don't even sometimes need to buy stuff. And we can just move things around. In my experience, scale is the number one problem that people have in their homes. Their furniture is too big for the space, or it's too small for the space, or they have small pieces of art on a huge wall. So a lot of times we can just move things around to make things make sense. And if you need to buy something new, oftentimes you can take that to your new home. So it's like getting free furniture, because you're getting more for your home because it looks great and smells great. Cleaning the carpets, repainting the baseboards, or even cleaning the baseboards, making sure your fridge is clean, your oven is clean, your stovetop, just doing things that make it feel like you care about your home. Later on the show, we're going to have Dan James with Black Diamond Experts also on, and he'll talk about, you know, all the things that you need so that you will pass your home inspection. So that's another great thing. So stay tuned to this show.
So I was going to say, Heather, you spend eight, so a homeowner can spend $85 and they have you come in, and that $85 turns into thousands of dollars. Yeah. So in other words, like your service is not just only basically free, but the homeowners, you have you come in and you make a ton, they make a ton of money because of you coming in. You're not an interior designer. You're really just a psychologist. And you help people have that really strong emotional enjoyment when they walk right in the home to realize this home is speaking to them and this is the place they need to buy.
And there's a reason why new construction builders spend money on model homes and furnishing those. They know that if you walk into a home that's vacant and you walk into a home that's furnished and done correctly, it makes a big difference, and you will close that sale every single time. Online presence is more important than ever. Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts, owner and broker. There's no one better. If you are looking to sell your home, buy a home, if you're a real estate agent, you're looking to have a great real estate experience with a brokerage, please reach out to him. Thanks again for being on the show, Craig. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today, I'm your host. We're missing Lindsay today, but, you know, she'll be back with us again next week. But I have to tell you, this show has been so much fun. We've been talking about the real estate market. In the previous segment, we had Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts. He's the owner and broker. He gave us a good overview of what the market looks like. And the real estate industry in Utah is still booming. We're so happy about that. Always good news on this show, even with interest rates and, you know, the ebb and flow of what's going on. Today, we have Dan James with Black Diamond Experts on the show. Welcome back.
Yeah, excited to be here. Miss Lindsay as well, but we'll catch up with her next time.
You've been on the show before, and I just want to introduce you because you do pretty much anything and everything. I love it.
Yeah, we do a lot. So we are experts at plumbing, heating and air conditioning, drain cleaning, and electrical. And we really specialize with existing homes, with, you know, homeowners like yourself that either need to repair something or replace something, or maybe you're buying a home or selling a home. And we can come in there and get all the stuff done behind the walls that you don't see, so you have a comfortable home that is trouble-free.
I love that. Okay, so spring fever. The weather's finally getting better, Dan.
Yeah, spring fever major. It has been a long and rough winter for everybody, and it's been really interesting for us, the different types of issues that we're running into out there. But I know we're getting a lot of calls now. People are kind of, you know, climbing out of the winter and getting ready to improve their house, you know, tune up their air conditioner, do things like that. And so it's an exciting time of year for us.
I think that's amazing. Okay, let's talk a little bit about specifically the programs that you have.
Yeah. So we have, like I mentioned, the four services that we offer, electrical, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, and drain cleaning. We are spread across the entire Wasatch Front and in St. George. So we have office in Salt Lake City. We have office in Ogden and Orem, and then down in St. George. So we can pretty much cover you wherever you're at. If you have a vacation house down in St. George and you have a house in Salt Lake, we got you covered. We offer a membership program that I think Heather's talked about before.
And I have to put a little plug in. I'm actually a member.
Yep,
I love this. It's the coolest thing ever.
I think you're our best member that we have. We love coming to your house. But the membership is great. It's only $15 a month. And for that, you get two HVAC visits, one in the spring and one in the fall, to tune up your system, make sure it's ready to handle the demand for the season. And then you also have a drain cleaning visit, a plumbing visit, and an electrical visit to take care of any maintenance that needs to be done on that. Flush a water heater, tune up your panel, clean a basic drain, that type of stuff. Just the stuff that comes up in any house that it's nice just to have it on the schedule and know that it's going to get done and you don't have to worry about it.
Well, and if you're like me, you just don't want to be worrying about those things and you just forget to change those filters and to just maintain. And that's where your services are so, so important, is you have it scheduled. And so it just gets done.
Yeah, exactly. So many people forget to change the dang furnace filter, and it really just wears on your system. It makes it less efficient. It can cause the repairs, that type of stuff. And, you know, you shouldn't have to worry about that. You got more important things to worry about. Let us take care of that for you.
It's so inexpensive, and I love that you do that. Let's talk about electrical.
Yeah, so electrical, very interesting time for us. There's a lot of car chargers that we're seeing. So many people are buying electric cars, and some of those have pretty unique charging setups. So we deal with that a lot. We're also doing a lot of things in homes like USB outlets, motion sensor switches. I think I've told you before on the show, I have my house. I have every room I go in, the lights just go on, and they go off when you leave. I don't have to ever mess with the switches, really.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's efficient, and it makes you don't have to worry about the kids leaving the lights on, that stuff. USB outlets, like I mentioned, everybody's, needs USB outlets for their devices. Putting those in some unique places, like in your kitchen, on your countertop, maybe on your nightstand next to your bed, those types of things. And then lighting. Lighting is huge. Loves, having the right ambience in their house and having the right color lighting. Nowadays, with LED lighting, it's just changed everything. You can do so many different things so easily. If you have recessed lights, you can do a lot of different stuff there. And so, really, it can complement anything that Heather might be doing with your house that makes it more warm and welcoming.
You're speaking my language, Dan. I'm all about lighting, and I think just efficiency and just having it be very, very pretty is great, especially in the evenings, right? No one wants to put on all the can lights and have it very bright. Yeah. You can do the lamps, and you have the dimmer switches, so you just, make it so pretty and so comfortable in the evenings.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You get the dimmer switches. You can do smart dimmer switches where you control it with your phones and put it on timers, things like that. So a lot of cool stuff that you can do nowadays, especially if the home is, a little bit older and has some old, those old can lights in there or stuff like that. You can replace those with some really efficient LED lights, get the right color, and you get a dimmer on there, and you'll love it.
One of my other favorite things that you do is if you have an old thermostat, and it has the little, thing at the bottom. I don't even know what you call it. You would probably know. But you can upgrade that to something that looks like a little mini iPad. So it's just a little bigger than a cell phone, and you just set it. And it just does it. It's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. The smart thermostats are amazing. Anybody that doesn't have one, in my opinion, it's mandatory. It saves you so much money. And it increases your efficiency just because it's smartly, monitoring your temperature, whether you're home or away, that type of stuff. And so having a smart thermostat, they're very affordable, and it can make a huge difference. And, everybody, leaves town or they're gone for a few days and they forget to turn off the furnace or turn it on. And your system could be just running, all day long when it doesn't need to be. So, and that specific one we did at your house, the one that looks like an iPad on the wall. It's so cool. You just get in there. It has different pictures on there that shows you depending on what time of day it is and the time of year. It's really cool. It's a nice decor on the house as well.
I love that. Okay, so another thing that you can do is buy multiple furnaces so you can actually zone your home correctly. A lot of times in Utah, the basements are cold and the main floor or the second floor are hot. So if you have two furnaces or three furnaces and have the room for something like that, you can monitor all of that.
Yeah, you can do that. If you have multiple furnaces, you can have the thermostats talk to each other. Another thing that's really important on newer furnaces is having a variable speed motor, the blower burner. It's amazing. I bought a cabin and I had an old furnace in there. Of course, the first thing I had to do was replace the furnace. Our master bedroom was just always super hot and our basement was always super cold and it only had one furnace on there. And we put in one of these new modulating furnaces that has the variable speed motor. And I don't know how exactly it does it, but it just balances the temperature out in the house so much better. And so really we didn't have those big cold spots in the basement in there just because we have a smarter, more efficient system that is analyzing that data with the CFMs going through the house and making sure it's balanced out.
I love that. Okay, so in the real estate market, there's a lot of sellers that probably are listening to this show. And one thing you need to know is when a buyer comes to your home, they're probably going to ask for a home inspection of some kind. So where you offer the plumbing, the electrical, the heating, and the drain cleaning, being proactive in making sure that those are maintained, that they're in good condition, will save you a lot of money from a buyer coming in and wanting those repaired or replaced.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And we do a lot of post-home inspection repairs on houses. You know, you think you're a homeowner, you put your house up for sale, you get this report, and you have to contact a plumber, an HVAC guy, maybe even a drain cleaner and an electrician. You don't want to call four different companies, have four different companies come out. And so you call us up, we schedule with you to get all the different important people to come out there to do the estimates or do the repairs, whatever needs to be done. You're only dealing with one company instead of, you know, four different companies. It's so much nicer for the homeowner. It builds confidence with the buyer that one company is doing all those repairs instead of, you know, multiple companies. And so it really works great for the customers and they love it.
And I think time is money. We just want efficiency. We're all busy. We're trying to run our families. We're working. We have a lot going on. So Black Diamond Experts, you see their vans everywhere. Now you're going to notice those. And Dan, I just think you're such a nice guy. So I love supporting your company. How many years have you been in business?
I've been in business since 2009. So we're going on 14 years in business. I'm actually an electrician that grew up in Utah and started the company as an electrical company. And then once I noticed that our customers really wanted us to do multiple trades, we got into HVAC, plumbing, and drain cleaning. And that has changed the company a lot. We've grown a ton over the years because we have such a great and amazing team of technicians and office staff. And our priority is always customer service to make sure that we take care of customers. And if there's problems that arise, we make sure to get those addressed. And having that reputation with the good reviews has really kept us going over the years.
And I love that your technicians are so respectful. Every time they come over, they're taking off their shoes, they're putting on booties. They're communicating. I mean, I've never had anyone better at my home, so I love it.
Yeah, that is one of our primary missions is to make sure that we keep the house clean. We leave it in better condition than when it is than when we got there. We have weekly training with the technicians to make sure they understand how to communicate with the customers. We know that customers may not understand all the technical lingo, so they got to be able to learn how to dumb it down and make it more understandable for everybody. And so that's something we strive for every day. Even our guys that have been here for a long time are still getting that consistent training to make sure they're keeping their communication skills and their cleanliness skills up to par.
Excellent. So you serve the entire Wasatch Front.
Yeah, correct. Yep, all the way from Ogden to Santa Quinn. We do a lot of work up in Park City and out in Tooele. And then our St. George location, it's about 5 years old now, I believe, and that's growing really fast as well. And so really there's not much in Utah that we can't cover unless you're out in the boonies or something like that.
That's awesome. Dan, tell us a little bit more about you as a person and how you got into this.
Yeah, so I grew up, as I mentioned, in Utah. My first job was an electrician at a high school, and I actually know, worked half time during my senior year as an electrician and half time as going to high school. And then I graduated and I really knew that I wanted to be an electrician. I knew I wanted to start a business at some point. And so I really dove in, got my schooling done, got my journeyman's license and then my master's license. And then, in 2009, when the economy wasn't going so great, I decided to step in and get the company started. I skied and snowboarded a lot. And so I thought when it came to naming a company, I wanted to do, Black Diamond Electric because we're the experts and just That's like awesome. In the mountains. And so, yeah.
That's incredible. We have Dan James, the owner of Black Diamond Experts, on the show with us. We have spring fever. Let's be honest. We need to get our air conditioners tuned up and ready to go. Black Diamond Experts does a fantastic job. I'm a little biased because I use them and you have this great membership program. And you just make my life easy. And I just really appreciate you. Thank you again for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Heather Osmond, your host today on the KSL Real Estate Show. I am the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and I just love doing this show. So thank you for tuning in today. It's always a pleasure. We get to talk about anything and everything real estate related, not only residential real estate, but commercial real estate. And both segments are booming here in the state, despite interest rates, increasing. So today we had Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts. He is one of the brokers and owners in the industry. He talked about the market trends, what's going on, some tips and tricks to get your home offer accepted, and why that is important. He's been in the business for over 20 years, and I think experience matters. We also had Dan James with Black Diamond Experts, who is a heating, electrical, plumbing, and drain cleaning expert. And if you're getting your home ready to sell, oftentimes you need a home inspector that will come in. That buyer will require that. And you might as well get those maintained so that you will save thousands of dollars from having to replace or improve those at your expense. But I think even more important than that is just loving your home. Maybe you're not in the market to sell your home. So let's talk about just some of the trends and wellness designs that are so prominent in the market today. We need our home to be comfortable and casual and somewhere that we want to be. The American Society of Interior Designers just released a 2023 trend outlook, and their whole focus is just wellness. We need to feel comfortable. We need to love our home, and it needs to be somewhere that we can rest. In this busy, busy world right now, we're all tired by the time we get home. And the last thing we want to do is worry about a honey-do list. So just simplifying your life, simplifying your home, joining that program that Black Diamond Experts has for $15 a month, where they just change your filters and just one last thing you have to worry about, I think is more important than ever. I think resilience and comfort, again, contribute to just a healthy mental health for all of us. Designers are responding to the changing needs of all of these and things manufacturers are producing and retailers like my store. We are looking at those items, including just simplifying. We have huge homes in Utah. So retailers like my Osmond Design Store are looking to purchase items where people can live, they can work, and do work from home. Their kids can do homework. They can play. They can heal. And they can learn. Some of my favorite things at our store right now are just comfortable upholstery. There's nothing better than sitting in your favorite chair and just relaxing and maybe turning on, a Utah Jazz game or your favorite movie. I think also just having a comfortable space that's your bedroom, where you are excited to jump in your bed, your mattress is comfortable, your bedding's comfortable, and you just love to be there. Bathrooms are all the rage. They're just trending everywhere on House and Pinterest. Just having a spa-like bathroom. So a lot of that is just not only just the scents, which of course are so important. We're going into spring, so having those those great smells in your home that bring flowers, or maybe it's you know, your favorite mint smell in the bathroom. It feels like a spa. Is so great. I know just recently, a few months ago, I had the Amazon guy come to my home. When I opened the door, after he rang the doorbell, he said, "What is that smell in your home?" And it's, again, just, you know, with the seasons, change those scents, make sure that you love your home. It does really, really affect your mental health. And if you love your home, then you're going to be happy. Your kids are going to be happy. Your husband's going to be happy. So look at those things. And there are modifications that you can do that are very simple in your home. More than ever, I think less is more. So find things that you love in your home. And then the things that you don't love, let's get rid of those. And let's make sure that you are happy with every piece of art, your upholstery, your dining table, you know, all those things. It all doesn't have to be done at once. But if you take an inventory and have a goal of what you want and where you want to be and what you want your home to look like, whether that be just, you know, repainting a wall, maybe it's in 2 months or something. We have interior designers at Osmond Designs that will help you. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores with locations in Lehi and in Orem. And we're having an anniversary sale. Everything in the store is an additional 20% off, and it's in stock. You can take it home today. Thanks for joining us.